El siguiente es un programa pagado por el anunciante y 1600 AM ESPN Deportes no se hace responsable por las opiniones reflejadas en su contenido.
Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlo Dermogradichian, and I want to welcome you once again to our show. There's been a lot of exciting news in the Armenian community in the past week, a lot of national and international news. And the national and international news is that the United States Senate unanimously passed a resolution recognizing the Armenian genocide, and that came on the heels of the House passage of that resolution in late October. And the Senate Resolution 150 was really something quite interesting because, it was passed unanimously in the United States Senate, and it really does affirm the Armenian genocide on behalf of the United States government. Well, today, my guest is Berj Apkarian, who is the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Armenia in Fresno. He is also a Vice President of Physicians and International Health Relations with Community Medical Center in Fresno. Welcome, Mr. Apkarian, Berj.
Thank you, Professor Barlow.
Thank you for joining us. So we've got a lot of things to talk about, and the first thing is... From your position and point of view, tell us a little bit about maybe your personal feelings and also what you felt about the passage of this resolution and the earlier House resolution.
Thank you once again for having me on your show. I reflected back of a couple important items. If you take a look at our generation has been so blessed. We witnessed the second birth of the Second Republic. We witnessed the Velvet Revolution. We witnessed the passage of the House Resolution and subsequently the Senate Resolution 150. It was a historic day by itself, but I think justice got served. Despite the fact that President of Turkey made a special effort to come to Washington and to try to pressure through the White House our legislatures to avoid recognizing historical fact. I say that all the time, genocide is not subject for negotiation and or historical debate. It has been documented by American ambassadors and European reporters in all over the world. It is a matter that we should have not waited for 100 plus years to receive this day. However, we thank God. God bless United States of America and our legislatures, both House representatives as well as Senate representatives, both sides of the aisle. I think the House vote came, you know, it would have been different, Professor Barlow, if the House resolution passed 195-214, mm-hmm. and it's kind of debatable picture, versus solid 405 votes, very affirmative. I think that itself, and we need to recognize and thank our Valley congressional representatives, all of them, without any exception, because they all took part in this that historic moment. But that affirmative vote, I think, fueled the importance of Senate taking its historical vote. I want to take a moment and recognize both Senator Menendez and Senator Cruz. Senator Menendez really made a very, very strong plea by saying, you know, despite three objections from several different senators on the floor to avoid having the resolution to be voted on, Senator Menendez made it very clear to his colleagues that I am not going to go away. I am going to bring this resolution on the floor if I have to every day, every week until we see the passage. And I think seeing him getting so emotional after the vote passage and him not being Armenian and having read about the genocide, witnessed the pain of our nation. Now, why this passage is so important? We know it's not, doesn't require president's signature. First, justice being served. Our martyrs, now they can rest in their graves, mm-hmm. knowing that the greatest nation on this earth came forward and stood very tall to recognize the pain and say, yes, it was genocide. Now, the importance of this passage, it doesn't just lies here in the United States of America. I believe it's going to create a momentum throughout the world. You might have already heard the news. There's tremendous pressure on Australia right now, and subsequently, greatest ally of the United States, Great Britain, State of Israel, and others. Hopefully, this will create a momentum to push the rest of the world who have not come forward up until today to take part, to be the right side of history, mm-hmm. not to please the Armenians, not to please particular faction, but to say history was not kind to us for the past 100 years. We struggled enough to get our voices up there to be heard in terms of what happened. And often when I communicate with my colleagues in various sector of the economy, I tell them, where are my ancestors? Where are my, on my grandmother's side, she was the only one survived at age of 13 thanks to a Kurdish family. But yet we have nobody. Had she not survived, we would have not had anyone. So what happened to them? Right. How can we be oblivious about it? And why are we so consumed by the Turkish lobbying of denial that continued so much? I think this passage also sends a strong message to Turkey, saying that you can try to manipulate, you can try to put pressure, you can try buy votes, you could campaign heavily by U.S. dollars through the lobbyists within the both houses, both chambers of the House and the Senate, but yet it will come a day where justice will serve. And I think this was a historical moment, not just for us, but for Turkey itself, saying, perhaps it's time for you to wake up and realize that historically, if we take a look at Germany, for example, at World War II, after World War II, because of the Jewish Holocaust, they realized what they did. And they came to terms with history and with reality, and now they are accepted into the Western civilized nations because they took responsibility. So I'm hoping that responsibility will resonate in them and saying, Well, maybe we can't deny anymore.
Well, France had recently come out with a very strong resolution affirming the genocide. So I think there was a certain momentum, but sometimes it's just timing, and it seemed like it was the right timing because of problems that the United States is having with Turkey over a variety of issues, including in Syria, and also over the purchasing of weapons from Russia and, mm-hmm. and all of that politics. But tell us a little bit about official Yerevan's response and maybe some of the pressure that's coming on them. So what is the Prime Minister Pashinyan said about this new resolution, and what is some of the things that official Yerevan is saying?
Yerevan is delighted. Yerevan is elated. Yerevan is in celebratory mode. The prime minister, the foreign minister, the prime minister, the cabinet, they all have extended congratulatory notes to the U.S. Senate and to the government of the United States for this historical act. Now, we know that Armenia sits in a very difficult geopolitical environment with the heavy dependence on Russia for it, because it has its important economic, political, defense relations. And at the same time, Russia has a very strong relationship with Turkey as well. And I'm sure you read just recently, there were secret papers were leaked that Turkey was planning to attack Republic of Armenia. Mm-hmm. And I think that itself, it puts us on a very alert mode that the genocide occurred 104 years ago, but yet 70, 80, 90 years later, Turkey still has not changed its hostile position toward Republic of Armenia. So although from one hand we celebrate this historic moment, from the other side, we are on very alert mode because of various issues that are on hand related to negotiation with Nagorno-Karabakh on the peace conflict issue in that region. And Turkey continues to play a very critical role in supporting Azerbaijan and its hostile relationship toward Armenia. Although recently there has been some discussions through the Minsk group and recent foreign ministers' communications and the meetings, but yet we have to be very cautious in terms of how we approach the issues as we deal with Russia and making the balance between the two superpowers so that we don't lose our unbiased and balanced relationship, because that's very important. The diaspora plays a critical role in supporting of the Republic of Armenia, and predominantly U.S.-based American Armenians play a critical role. So Armenia has a very strong responsibility to have the highest level bilateral relationship with United States, which we enjoy right now, and I'm grateful for that. And just a couple months ago, I was in Armenia, and during the medical mission, I had the opportunity to meet with Ambassador Lynn Tracy, and had very few minutes of exchange. She's a delightful person to start with. I'm grateful to for her position being in Armenia. And she emphasized that how it's important for us to maintain that great relationship between Armenia and the United States. At the same time, given the pressure from the From the Turkish border side of the equation, Armenia has the due diligence and the responsibility to maintain the closest ties and being member of the Eastern European community to work with Russia. So as you could tell, we are in a very difficult environment geopolitically, economically, and we must have to exercise caution and foresight in order to deal with all the issues that faces our republic.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, if we're taking a look at the resolution, I thought it was a powerful resolution in the sense that it really outlined the historical record of the United States vis-a-vis the genocide question, going back to 1915, Ambassador Morgenthau declaring the Armenians were being subject to a campaign of race extermination, in his words. Later, President Ronald Reagan has spoken about the Armenian genocide and used that word. What's your feelings about the current president, President Trump? Will he, this coming April, use the word genocide? What do you think?
I remain very hopeful. Very hopeful. As I said in various different interviews and settings, just like President Trump moved U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, he is not the most orthodox government individual. He's not going to pay attention to this critic or that critic. I have raised my voice, and hopefully, who knows, he might listen or he might hear about this interview, and I hope it resonates in his heart, in his mind, and I raise my plea, per se, and say, Mr. President, both House, both chambers have recognized it. And you know, you understand controversial issues. You deal with a lot of difficult issues. But yet, United States always stood by the right side, by protecting minorities, by protecting democracy, by protecting what is right. So I urge you to do the right thing. And on this April 24th, we don't want to see using the term mass extermination, mass murder, Metzgerin, but be brave enough to stand up and say, yes, it was a genocide. Well, after all, Turkey is upset right now. Okay, they summoned our U.S. ambassador in Ankara. Then what? I mean, it's going to take some time for them to understand that they can't escape from reality. So they might get upset. And as you indicated, the government of France declared April 24th as a recognition of Armenian genocide. France declared that, Turkey got upset. They got over it. They're still working together. They do commerce, they buy weapons, the life goes on. What is important in this discussion is for them to recognize that history will not be kind toward them if they don't take responsibility.
That's right. And our listeners, if you'd like, you can call in. This is a live show. You can call 499-1600 and join in the conversation that we're having. We're covering here the passage of the U.S. resolution, Senate resolution, which calls for affirmation of the genocide. And I'd like to just read the three resolutions, which both the Senate and the House have passed. The Senate 100% in favor, and in the House overwhelmingly. Number one, that it's resolved that the United States policy will be to commemorate the Armenian genocide through official recognition and remembrance. And I think that's particularly pertinent here in Fresno because of the Armenian Genocide Monument here at Fresno State and also our very strong Armenian community. Number two was to reject efforts to enlist, engage, or otherwise associate the United States government with denial of the Armenian genocide or any other genocide. And I think, as you touched upon, it's denial of the genocide which remains today the biggest issue, because Armenians are in a sense forced to affirm the genocide, because if they don't, then Turkey will win the historical argument. And number three is to encourage education and public understanding of the facts of the Armenian genocide, including the United States' role in the humanitarian relief effort and the relevance of the Armenian genocide to modern-day crimes against humanity. And both California and other states in the United States, including the government, United States government, have also implemented courses of study, human rights study, to be implemented into the curriculum. We'll take a break, and then we'll be back with our guest, Ber Japkarian, the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Armenia in Fresno.
Tune into All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM. Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome back to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlow Demogradich. And during the break, you were listening to a song called Kart Hemker, stone visages or stone faces, by a very popular musician, Gor Mkhitaryan. It comes from his pomegranate CD, and I know Gor very well, and I really like his music. He's a popular artist from Armenia, now living in Los Angeles, but travels frequently and is still producing a lot of work. Today, my guest is the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Armenia in Fresno, Behr Japkarian. And in our first segment, we were discussing the recent passage of the resolution by the United States Senate 100-0 to call for the affirmation by the United States of the Armenian genocide. Behr, this kind of work takes a lot of lobbying, and I know that you work with both congressmen and senators, but also that there are two major lobbying organizations, the Armenian National Committee of America and Armenian Assembly, mm-hmm. and also just everyday people who call in, have gone to Washington, who have lobbied. Can you tell us a little bit about that process, just as a way to say that this is not just something that happens out of the blue?
Thank you, Professor. It is passage like this. It's a result of a lot of hard work behind the scene, sometimes unrecognized. But I want to reflect on the strength of the diaspora. This is a reflection of how powerful diaspora is and how important diaspora is in not only strengthening Republic of Armenia, but also being the hand, the powerful hand, the invisible hand, addressing issues that is too far from Armenia in terms of trying to bring diplomatic corps and travel them to the United States and be consistently on the ground to promote the issues. Many individuals have worked so hard, and you brought up two important organizations in the life of diaspora, and other benevolent organizations like the AGBU and ARS and others, but Armenian Assembly and ANCA, they deserve tremendous credit and congratulatory note for their leadership and for their persistence. For the past 50-plus years, per se, there has been systematic approach of education, taking our congressional and senatorial representatives to the Republic of Armenia and Republic of Artsakh, and let them see the peaceful nature of our nation. We are not the aggressor. And for them to understand, we love to create, we love to generate excitement, we love to be part of the building of the new generation in terms of creativity, music, art, science. So that has been a key architectural design, the blueprint, in terms of paving the way. And those two organizations have done tremendous work. Just recently, while I was in Republic of Armenia during the mission, also congressional representatives from Bay Area and Los Angeles, Ms. Chu and Ms. Spear, were there in Republic of Armenia as well as Artsakh. And it happened that we met in Artsakh because we were there at that time, and we had a few minutes of exchange and discussions. And I will tell you this, you could see the sense of gratification, sense of understanding, sense of being glad that they visited the territory. Although they have been pushed from various forces for them not to attend, not to go. However, I think them being there has played a critical role as they returned, and when the resolution, House of Resolution came forward, there's no doubt in their mind. When they touched that soil, they saw the love of the nation. They saw how peaceful they are for them to do the right thing. So you're absolutely correct. This demonstrates diaspora's will, diaspora's strength, and diaspora's determination. There is no diaspora in Armenia. We're one nation, one country, and we will do everything possible for the prosperity of Armenia.
Well, yes, it's really fantastic to see the way the community came together. We're going to now kind of change the topic with the Honorary Consul and talk a little bit about his work here in the community and, again, in the greater Fresno area. Well, I guess it's your fifth year, Berj, as Honorary Consul. It was October of 2014 that you were named, and we were there. A lot of us were there at the opening. So I kind of want you to maybe talk a little bit about some of the things that you've achieved, and then we'll later talk about some of the things that you are thinking about and planning. So tell us maybe a few of the things that for you have been important and maybe the changes that you've seen also in the community.
Thank you very much. As I reflect on the inaugural, I consider myself very privileged, honored, and I'm humbled that such responsibility has been placed on my shoulders. And I'm grateful for the opportunity that God provided to our community, because my appointment, it's an honor to our community, because in the United States of America, we became the first honorary consulate being established in the entire United States. So Fresno community, Fresno being the oldest Armenian community in the entire United States, truly deserved that recognition and that title per se. I'm grateful to our community, to you, Barlow, and to the organizations that I work with, because over the past 5 years in my role, we have strengthened our communication, we have strengthened our collaboration, we strengthened our vision to be on the same page, doing the right thing, working together. Often we don't do that, and I believe bringing the flag of the nation to establish the consulate brought us all together in solidarity, in one voice, one mind, one spirit, to do the right thing. Not only the benevolent organizations and the community, but the churches as well. I can reflect on when Ambassador Armen Barbutian visited Fresno this past March 16 and 17, and Professor Dermagradichan and I collaborated because he was going to be the keynote speaker at the Armenian Studies Program banquet. But then the night before, we had a community level gathering. Dr. Barbutian, in a private discussion, he said it really warmed his heart to see all our community organizations, all our churches united under one roof, and working together with one vision, one direction for the betterment of our homeland. I reflect back and I go, it's been a great journey. It's been just 5 years, but we have done some good deed and good things, and we will continue doing them. We started with the medical mission, and we'll reflect about that later. Earlier, you and I were talking about how we could get our community officials and provide them opportunity to visit the homeland. And so we will continue those and make sure that they feel the warmth of that soil and the softness of the heart of the nation, and that we are a peace-loving humans. The honorary consulate has worked very diligently in trying to bring awareness and strengthen the relationship between the Central Valley and the Republic. I want to reflect on one thing that happened this year, which was a red flag and alerted a lot of people. In frustration, they expressed their views. Back in January 8 and 9, a Turkish commercial farming delegation was going to visit Fresno area upon invitation from the Chamber of Commerce, Farm Bureau, and Fresno Economic Commission, Development Commission. So I can tell you at 6 a.m., I got so many phone calls saying, okay, so what are you doing about it? I am grateful to lots of individuals, and thank God we were able to stop that delegation coming to Fresno. We are the farming community. We export. We have to try to strengthen our relationship with outside versus Turkish product being pushed and shoved down our throat and being forced to sell them over here. So, and then as a result of that, there's always silver lining, right? I was able to meet with the individuals who were involved in this process and forged a commitment to work together, and so that we can avoid a similar unpleasant environment.
Well, one of the positive outgrowths has been this medical mission to Armenia. So let's talk about that. You're gathering together medical professionals to go to Armenia for a specific period of time. Tell us what that mission has been about, and we'll have a chance to talk about also when we talk about it, the reactions of those who had participated. But tell us a little bit about how you organized this, how the idea came about, and then some of the achievements of that mission.
At the inaugural evening, as I was reflecting, and okay, what does this appointment mean to you? It means not only be recognized as an honorary consul, but what about you? What do you have to do in order to earn the trust and the support of the community? So for me, it was so clear that I have to give back. This is not just sitting and getting invitations and banquets and being recognized as a representative. So me being in the healthcare field on the administrative side and having worked quite some time with physicians, I thought getting a medical mission to Armenia will be a perfect segue or opportunity for me to give back. So on the inaugural evening, I mentioned in my speech that we are going to get volunteers and do the mission for the following year, for year 2015. And on September 27, 2015, the first medical mission took place with 24 members. And we were unexperienced. Our hearts were in the right place. Our minds were in the right place. But we did not know the lay of the land. We relied on our intuition and our passion to do the right thing. But yet we learned a lot from that mission itself.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that strikes me is that it's a way, if you think about it, what you did was a way to show to other people in our community that each person has a role to play. In other words, they have something that they can contribute to this, strengthening of the community, whether it's through their volunteer efforts, whatever they are good at, if they can put that into play, like you did with organizing this group I do it in the education field, but others do it in a multiple of other fields. All the people that are involved in our community, in all of these ways, I think it does really strengthen the Armenian community here in the San Joaquin Valley. And these types of initiatives are very laudable. We'll be back after another break to talk more with the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Armenia, Berge Apkarian.
Ես գտավեց ու կարծում եմ, որ դա էչ չի ենթադրում, թե կոմեջ չէի գտել բարի բաներ, պարզապես ես հոգնել եմ ու հանգիստ որոշել եմ ամեն ինչից հրաժարվել, չեմ ուզում նույնիսկ փորձել այդ մասին միշտ մտածել, քանի դեռ իմ աղջիկը խնայում է իմ ժամանակը, ափսոս որ հասկացել եմ, որ իզուր պայքարել եմ այսքան երկար ժամանակ, հետ չեմ գալ էլ ես երբեք, հետ չեմ գա երբեք ինձ մոռացեք, հետ չեմ գալ էլ ես երբեք, ինձ մոռացեք, իմ սպիտակ պատերի մեջ հիշելու շատ բան ունեմ, ինչքան շատ պահ եմ ապրել, որտեղ ես խաղեմ վայել, ու պարզվում է ուրախի, որ այդքան բեռուն էի իմ անտարբեր ուսերի, հիմա հանդարտ շեպտում եմ, որ արդեն հեռանում եմ, կաթիլ կաթիլ այրվում եմ, ոնց որ թե մարզում եմ, կանգնում եմ ու սպասում եմ, երբ հանկարծ հասկանում եմ, որ աչքան ներքևում, հետ չեմ գա էլ ես երբեք, հետ չեմ գա երբեք ինձ մոռացեք,
tune in to All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Welcome back to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlo Dermagerdichian. Our guest today is the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Armenia in Fresno, Berge Apkarian. We've been discussing things that have been happening in the community, with the in the world, really, with the passage of the Armenian Genocide Resolution. And then in our second segment, we were talking about some of the activities of the Honorary Consul over this past 5 years. And one of the most exciting was the bringing together of the community for the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, and then our working together. An hour is a big hour with lots of people, but working to put an Armenian Genocide monument at Fresno State. And the Honorary Consul was the head of the committee that really was in charge of the fundraising and the planning, and I had the pleasure of working with him and several of our other friends to put that together. So tell us a little bit about how that fit into your kind of into your broader vision of your goals.
Thank you, Professor. This was a true example of what you said earlier before we went to a break in the program, how community can come together to do the unbelievable, per se. And that was, the pleasure's all mine, Barlo, in terms of the project that we did together. You deserve tremendous credit working with the leadership at Fresno State, and our hats to our president, Joseph Castro, Debbie Edition, Ace Stone, and others within the community. the donor community definitely played a critical role in terms of coming, recognizing the vision and the direction, and standing solidarity next to you and I. But I want to reflect how that vision brought us all together, and we worked tirelessly, almost a year and a half. And now we have such monument that's going to stand there tall for generations to come. And it's not just a monument by itself. It's a historical place where individuals who visit that monument can learn about our nation, our history, our triumph, our sad moment in our the witnessing the genocide, but at the same time rising from the ashes and demonstrating that we are builders, we love music, we love art, and we are creators. So that's a great reflection. I thank you. The pleasure is all mine in terms of working and bringing all the people together. I am grateful for that opportunity that brought us together.
Well, thank you. But it was, I just think back on it, and I think, as you said, it was a year and a half, and I can just remember moments where we would just sit around and say, okay, we need something to really push us forward. And then we would get that one donation that kicked it off. And then, finding the right builder and then getting the whole thing started. And it really was, most people don't know this, but the monument was built in 100 days. So when it was first okayed in January, the final okay, until it opened on April 23rd was 100 days. And to me, that 100 days was an amazing period. I mean, I don't even know how it passed, but I was there every day just because I'm on campus to see that construction. But it really drew the community together. I call it a living monument. It's a living monument because today it has visitors every day from throughout the world. It has 25,000 students, faculty, staff that go by it every day. So it's there, and everyone who goes into it interprets it in their own way, but as a way to commemorate, to inspire, and to see the achievements of the Armenian people, as you talked about as well. Tell us a little bit also about your plans now for the next maybe near future. What other plans do you have as honorary consul coming up in the next year or so? However forward you're planning?
Well, I just submitted to the foreign ministry in the Republic of Armenia my direction and my vision for the year 2020. As you may know, our city is going to have a new mayor, and we have been in very close discussion with a couple of the candidates, but more mostly with Chief Dyer, because we know he's got the momentum and he's got the solidarity and the support of the community, and he's been raising more fund than any other candidate. So I have had great opportunities talking with him. So one of my goal is to see the opportunity if we can get the mayor and the head of Economic Development Commission and take him to the Republic, and so that we explore possibilities of exchange and working together. So that's one aspect of it. Now, you and I spoke about President Castro, and we are going to work together, you and I, and seize the moment when we could make that happen and take President Castro and Ms. Astone together, because we believe that the strengthening the education side of the equation between Fresno State and State University in Armenia, I think that will have a tremendous outcome. Now, because of our last medical mission, there are a lot of enthusiasm in the valley, up to and including Congressman Costa, who has expressed tremendous desire to join the medical mission, because this past medical mission, his deputy chief of staff went with us. And as she returned, Ms. Mahan gave very positive outcome, I mean, the results of the mission itself. So the congressman has been very dear friend, and And I look forward for that to happen. And the mission is going to grow. There's much more enthusiasm in bringing that together. So I'm looking forward to working with our community to make that happen.
Yes, it's really good. And I guess looking forward to 2021, that'll be a big anniversary, right, for the Republic of Armenia.
Yes.
Established in 1991. So yes. That's going to be a big moment as well. So lots of exciting things coming up with the honorary consul. We're going to take another quick break to listen to some more music by Gor Mkhitaryan. When we come back, we'll have some concluding comments and talk a little bit about the election of the new patriarch, Armenian Patriarch of Constantinople.
Տեղես իմ սեր, երկար փնտրեցի, կյանքս անցավ ու չհանդիպեցի, այնքան մաքուր ես, թվում ինձ հրվիտ, վարդը նույնիսկ ամաչում է քեզնիդ, ախ ինչ անեմ, որ պատով դիպչեմ, երբ կգա պահը մեր հանդիպման, որ քեզ գրկեմ, մայրիկիս նման. Տեսնելով իմ տխուրը տեսքը, կես կհարցնես թե ով է այս դեմքը, ախ ինչ անեմ. Որտեղ ես իմ սեր, երկար զանգեցի, հեռախոսս պայթյած ու կեզ հետ չխոսեցի, այնքան երկար եմ բողոքել քեզանից, պատերս նույնիսկ վախենում եմ ինձնից, ախ ինչ անեմ, որ պատով դիպչեմ, երբ կգա պահը մեր հանդիպման, որ քեզ գրկեմ մայրիկիս նման, ու դու տեսնելով կես կհարցնես թե ով է այս դեմքը, ախ ինչ անեմ. Երբ կգա պահը մեր ժանդիպման, որ քեզ գրկեմ մայրիկիս նման, ու դու տեսնելով իմ տխուրը տեսքը, քեզ կհարցնես թե ով է այս դեմքը, երբ կգա պահը մեր հանդիպման, որ քեզ գրկեմ մայրիկիս նման, ու դու տեսնելով իմ տխուրը տեսքը, քեզ կհարցնես թե ով է այս դեմքը.
Welcome back to All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlo Dermagradichin. Today, our guest is the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Armenia in Fresno, Berj Apkarian. We were just listening to more music by Gor Mkhitaryan from his Pomegranate CD. And the song we just heard was the Chihanti Boom, another one of his very interesting and beautiful songs. So we've enjoyed the music of Gor Mkhitaryan today. Today we've had a chance to talk to the Honorary Consul about the passage of the Armenian Genocide Resolution by both the House and the Senate. We've talked a little bit about some of the accomplishments of the Honorary Consul. But to end up here, we had some other really big news in the Armenian community in the world, and that took place in Constantinople, in Istanbul, when the Armenian community there elected the 85th Armenian Patriarch of Constantinople, that's Bishop Sahak Mashalyan. That election took place on December 11th, 2019. and it took place after several years of uncertainty and really an open position. So this is a very important position because today, of course, the Patriarch of Constantinople is the head of the Armenian community there, and I was wanted to see the what the honorary consul's reflection would be on that election and how that ties into to the Armenians in the world.
Constantinople has been a very important historical place for our faith and for our nation and for our the golden era of culture and all the economy or everything. But as a deacon, I raise my prayers alongside with you, Barlow, and mm-hmm. with the Armenian community in Fresno. We pray for God giving health to our new patriarch and giving the strength to lead the Armenian community in that most difficult part of the earth, and hopefully he can guide them in a peaceful, prosperous way so that Armenians will continue doing what they do, whatever they are, being builders, creators, and a nation that loves peace and prosperity.
The Armenian Patriarch of Constantinople or Istanbul is one of the four hierarchical sees of the Armenian Church.
Yes.
The Catholicos of Etchmiadzin as Catholicos of all Armenians, the Catholicos of the Holy See of Cilicia based in Antilias, the Armenian Patriarch of Jerusalem, and the fourth is the Armenian Patriarch of Istanbul, because it really ties in with the whole genocide question, because he is the representative of the community to the Turkish government. Today, there are only an estimated probably 50,000 or so Armenians left in Turkey from a period before the genocide of where there were more than 2.6 million probably at one time Armenians. But many of those churches have remained, and he is the person that is in a very difficult position. But as we said, as the Honorary Consul expressed the wishes, we everywhere in the world wish him the best in leading that community, which is a very, very important community for the Armenians. So just turning back to the Honorary Consul, thank you again for joining us. So tell us again if there's any other things on your mind that you want to express to the community or share to the community about the near future, or anything that you want to reflect on in the last few minutes here.
Very quickly, first and foremost, my gratitude, my thanks, my heartfelt appreciation to everyone who has been so supportive of the consulate and its work during the past 5 years. But something very exciting, we have been working with the different foundation to support the missions. I am delighted to let you know that a new foundation has been created under the auspices of the Honorary Consulate. It's called Advance Armenia Foundation, because mm-hmm. everything we do is for the prosperity and advancement of the Republic of Armenia. The purpose is to inspire individuals to improve their lives in Armenia. So it's a tax-deductible organization. So we will channel next year all the activities through that, where there's no cost, there's no administrative fee, 100% doing the right thing for our nation. Once again, I thank you for this opportunity to be with you.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your taking the time to be here in a very busy time of the year. Of course, for our non-Armenian friends, we're going to wish them an upcoming Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Armenians do celebrate Armenian Christmas on January the 6th, so Armenians will be holding their Christmas festivities, Blessing of the Water, on January 6th, which is also shared with Roman Catholics in many different ways. And so one of our upcoming shows will be talking a little bit more about how it came about that Armenian Christmas is on January the 6th, and how the Armenian community does celebrate that great period. We're at Fresno State taking our break. We're going to be having finals coming up this week, and there's a little bit of a break. But next semester, The Armenian Studies program will be welcoming a 16th Kazan Visiting Professor in Armenian Studies, who will be giving three public lectures on various aspects, actually very much tied into our discussion today, because he is a native of Istanbul, Turkey, and he'll be talking about the Armenian community in Turkey right after World War I, how they were able to survive the Armenian genocide and how they were able to go on and work. And we also have some really exciting lectures, one by Sato Mughalyan, who will be talking about the Armenian ceramic industry. So thank you again for joining us on All Things Armenian. I'm your host, Professor Barlow Demirgardichian, and we'll see you next week.
Tune in to All Things Armenian, presented by the Armenian Studies Program at California State University, Fresno. Enjoy in-depth conversation on the Armenian culture and learn everything going on in the valley within the Armenian community. Listen every Sunday at 2 p.m. on Multicultural 1600 AM.
This was a special program on Multicultural 1600 AM.
Este fue un programa pagado y solo refleja la opinión de sus anunciantes. Ahora continúa disfrutando de la programación de 1600 AM.